Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, and welcome back to the Grief Gang podcast with me, your host, Amber Jeffrey. The message behind the Grief Gang is to normalise the topic of conversation that is grief. People living with grief can often feel ashamed, isolated, and alone. This podcast was created to break those taboos after I, myself, experienced all of those feelings after the loss of my mum in 2016. I decided enough was enough and we need to talk about this. You'll hear on this podcast an array of stories and experiences, some being my own and some being fantastic guest episodes and their incredible stories. You'll laugh, you'll cry, but I hope above all, I hope you'll learn. I hope you'll learn that you are not alone in your grief journey, that you have a voice and it should be heard, that you and your grief matter. So without further ado, I'll let you enjoy the episode. Happy listening. Hi, Grief Gang listeners. It's Amber here. How are you all? Now, today, if you're listening to this on the day of release date, it is Father's Day 2022, and for many, today is going to be a really tough day. For some, it will be your first Father's Day without your father or fatherly figure, and for some, could be your 10th, your 20th, whatever that may be. But needless to say, it is still a tough day for many, and for some it's a day that we would rather just skip by on the calendar, and for some it's a day you may really want to commemorate and mark the day. But whatever it is that you're choosing to do today, I hope it is gentle, I hope it is soft, and I hope it is loving towards you. And that's what I really hope in today's episode for this Father's Day, once you've finished listening, that you will feel that. So to give a bit of context into what this Father's Day episode is all about, suppose you could be a brand new listener and this is your first ever Grief Gang episode, so hello. Or you're a longtime listener and you know the score when it comes to these type of episodes. But I'll give a little rundown. On days today, like Father's Day and Mother's Day, I like to do an episode where I put it out to the audience to write in and to share something about the person that they are missing on these special days. And for the past 2, coming up 3 years that I've done the podcast, it is one of my most favourite style of episodes. Not only have the privilege and the honour to receive these entries, but being trusted with them I feel like I can never really put in the words to describe how honourable and privileged I am to that you guys trust me with these submissions and with these pockets of your people that you choose to share. And so what I do is I'll normally put something out on my social media profiles asking a particular writing prompt or just a simple question in which you'll respond to and write in. And so for this year's Father's Day episode, I put a call out asking for you to share a memory with your dad or father figure or something that you would like to say to them if they were here this Father's Day. And the submissions have been so beautiful this year. They always are. I always say that as if like I'm expecting them not to be. And as I briefly read through them the other day, I try not to read them too much before. I guess kind of a little bit for the element of surprise, but also I think for that rawness, in myself as I'm reading them and whatever kind of natural emotion takes over. I'm sure if you've listened to these before, you've heard me literally like this sniffing down the microphone. So you may hear a few sniffles and a few throughout this, because they're so, as much as they are heartbreaking, they're very beautiful and powerful. And from feedback that I've had from you lovely listeners is that it's an episode and style of an episode that you really seem to enjoy, because it really makes you feel less alone. And I can totally understand that. I think, you know, you can sit here and listen to me talking about all kinds of shit, but to actually hear from a number of different people just feeds into the narrative of you're not alone, because you're not. And something different that I actually also did this year, and it's been something that I've been wanting to do for a while, but actually just kind of had to figure out like the logistics of it, was requesting for vocal submissions, because these episodes, one of the submissions, they can sometimes be a bit long, and I'm trying to keep them a bit like short, not short and snappy, because I think that's not doing it justice, but you can go for a long time when it's just me on this episode, just hearing my voice, right? I know if you're really like podcasts, you probably don't mind listening to one voice for the whole thing, but hearing just my voice continuously, I was beginning to annoy myself. So what I put out was for people to, if they felt comfortable to send in their submissions via voice note. And let me tell you, they will get you going. I'm really welling up now thinking about some of them, because they're just stunning. So you'll hear throughout this episode little intervals of people who have so kindly shared their submissions on voice notes. So it'll be a nice bit of a breakup of my little voice in your ears. And then to wrap up this episode, I also put some questions out to the Instagram community to share some tips or advice and the ways that they have gotten through their Father's Days and words of comfort. So if you are listening to this and this is your first Father's Day, hold tight until the end and you'll hear some really quick fire round kind of advice from the community itself and people who have been through their first Father's Day. So we'll get into it. I like to take my time reading through these. But before we start, and I say it continuously throughout these kind of episodes, thank you so much to all of you who have wrote in, who have shared, have supported this. You know, it's I've had quite a few actually submissions in this who are people who have found me in the moment. You know, they've not been long-term listeners or followers for a while, and someone has shared the Father's Day call out onto their social media, and they just felt really compelled to write in. So let's get into the Father's Day episode 2022. Hello. Before I begin, I would just like to say thank you for giving those who have suffered loss a place to share their voice and to know whatever we are feeling is normal, whatever normal may be. True. You're impacting many lives and helping to normalize the taboo of grief. And for that, I'm so grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Very kind words. My Father's Day submission. My dad, Billy, passed away in October 2019, and life hasn't been the same since. He was my best friend, the light of my family's life, and the one that connected us together as a whole. My dad was incredibly brave, funny, and intelligent. He loved the game show, The Chase, and I believe he would have won it if given the opportunity. His strength and bravery is something I will admire for the rest of my life. I will cherish every moment I had with him. He was such an amazing father. Father's Day is an incredibly tough day. My friend and I both lost our dads at a young age, so each year we spend the day together. I find the people who have experienced grief firsthand are the best people to spend tough days like Father's Day with. I would just say to anyone struggling to surround yourself with good people, cry, laugh, and let your emotions be heard. I hope wherever my dad is on Father's Day, that he is having a nice day full of love and happiness with his family, and I hope he knows how very loved he was. Happy Father's Day, Dad. Thanks for this. Father's Day is a first this year. I'm not sure how it's going to go. Part of me think the build-up is going to be worse than today. I can attest to that. I appreciate it's probably too long. Just wanted to send it so it feels like it's going somewhere rather than just my notes. Nice to get this down in words and just think for a little while about it all. Thanks again. Thank you. Dear Dad, Father's Day last year, 6 days after your diagnosis, the thought entered my mind that this could be our last together. But I thought, no, no way. Push that thought away. Don't be stupid. What I'd do to go back. I talk to you a lot, so I hope you hear. But you know, I'm so bloody proud of you, Dad. The way you fought was just incredible. I just am lost for words at your bravery and strength. I'm sorry too. Sorry that no one helped you. It infuriates me that no one helped you, and I hate that. It truly breaks my heart. I wish I'd have done more, pushed doctors to take you more seriously, demanded more tests, but I can't. I can't change what's happened, and it eats away at me sometimes. I'm struggling a bit with anxieties, and the firsts are all a lot to deal with. But I'm strong, like you, so I do know I'll be all right. It's just a bit scary that life carries on at such a pace, and I'm not even a year in, and I feel like I'm leaving you behind. I know I'm doing you proud, but just wish you were actually here to see it. I miss you endless amounts. I really do, Dad. I do hope you're proud of me and that you're always close by. Thanks for the most amazing 23 years. I talk about you every day, and I'm so proud that it's me who's your daughter. Love you forever and a day. This next submission is a voice note submission, and the little note that they sent with it is, my dad passed away last year from COVID. Resentment towards the truth of how and why is ugly, and I tried to let go of the anger. I tried to make peace with it and keep his memory alive. He was much more than a virus. He was my hero and the strongest man I know.
Firstly, Amber, thank you so much for this lovely space. I think for me, it's mainly a message. Words I keep saying out loud, hoping he's listening to me whenever I'm alone. I'd like to tell him how much I love him, how much I miss him, and how grateful I am to have him as my father, for how beautiful, open-minded, and free-spirited he always was, for how warm and welcoming and kind he was to everyone he came across, for all the dry humor and jokes I never really understood, but I remember them now and they make me laugh. So I get it, Dad. I get it. I think I loved how he allowed me to live through my life and make my own mistakes and learn from them. And he always told me not to judge myself for them and to not judge others and allow them to come as they are. I always admired how strong he was, how he could always adjust and adapt to any situation that life put him through. And I thought that was the strongest thing ever. It's so easy for us to dwell on the last days and remember the horrible moments, but they were so much more than that. Their lives were bigger than that, and they still are. So I think I always try to remember the happy moments and remember his smile and just whisper, I love you, every time I do.
Hey Amber, thank you for allowing me to share my dad with you this year. It's my first Father's Day without him. My dad, Michael David Gardner passed away at the age of 54 after a short and hard battle with cancer. He's the single most loving, caring, and funniest person I know. I aspire to be just like him. One of the memories that stays with me the most is when I came out as gay to my dad. I felt so terrified that he wouldn't agree with it. I was keeping my relationship secret. The stress got too much, but my dad knew his little girl too well. We were sat eating pizza. We're both massive foodies. And he said to me, my nickname, "What's up? You look like you've got the weight of the world on your shoulders." And I just burst into tears and said, "Dad, I'm gay. I like girls." And he just laughed and looked at me as if to say that. He said, "Abigail, no matter if you like girl or boys, I will always love you just as much. And as long as you're happy and they treat you well, I don't care who it is that you like." And I remember the sheer relief. I sat and cried in his arms, but he just held me and made me feel safe. If I had one more moment with him, I'd give him the biggest cuddle and thank him for always being my best friend, always picking me up and putting the pieces back together, even at 24, always making me laugh, even when I cried, thank him for loving me unconditionally and teaching me what I deserve in life. I tell him so many things I've wanted to tell him about what's happened since he passed away 3 months ago, about how he gave me the strength in myself to walk away from situations that were toxic to me, because I knew he was there holding my hand still and telling me I could do it. And he was proud of me. "I love you, Dad, and I miss you more than you will ever know. My heart hurts here without you." It's my first Father's Day without my daddy, so not really sure how to answer this one. It's been 3 months, 3 months without dad jokes, without a sensible voice of reasoning. But I find myself thinking, what would dad say when I'm in need of his influence? And she's attached a beautiful photo of him. Oh, it's the photos that get me. I can read so much, and there's something about seeing a face and really knowing that this person isn't here on this earth anymore. To know there's so many people out there who have lost people in their lives and with these broken hearts, just, yeah, it absolutely sends me west. But it is the fuel for why I do what I do.
Ron Janicki was his name. My dad was everything to my mom, my younger sister, and I. He was a quiet man, but he was also really full of wisdom and humor. He had great taste in music, and he had more love than we knew what to do with. I sit here and I wonder the best way to describe my dad, but the reality is that I have a lot to say about him. I can't really pick a favorite memory, a favorite quality, or a best piece of advice he's ever given me, but if I had to roll him up into a few descriptive words, I would probably say all-encompassing, proud, and unconditionally loving. I guess one of the last memories I have that sticks with me is the time that my younger sister had to put her dog Tippy down. It was very difficult for her, as you know, it usually is for anyone, and I believe my dad had just received his stage 4 metastatic colon cancer diagnosis just days before, or he was undergoing testing and was we kind of already knew it was a cancer diagnosis, but hadn't received the official diagnosis yet. But yeah, when it came time for her to put the dog down, my dad insisted that he would go with her, and so he did, along with my mom. And at this point, my dad himself was having difficulty walking. His feet were swollen, they were sore, his body was undergoing a great deal, and overall he was just generally very, very weak. When they got to the vet, he had my sister say her goodbyes and stay in the car because he knew that she couldn't bear to take Tippy in herself. And with my mom's help, he got out of the car and brought Tippy in and stayed with him until he crossed over to the Rainbow Bridge. And my dad absolutely loved Tippy, and he just didn't want my sister to go through that heartbreak, so he did it himself. And that's how my dad was his whole life. He loved people really hard, and he could take someone's pain away if he could. He lived for his family, and he always put us before his own needs. It's going to be our first Father's Day without him. which also happens to fall on his 10-month death anniversary. It's not really a day we're looking forward to. We all miss him, my mom, my sister and I, his son-in-laws, and his 5 grandchildren. And if there's anything I could say to him, I'd say, you know, Dad, I just want you to know that we think about you every day and love you so much. We felt robbed only having such a short time left with you after you were diagnosed with cancer. Everything seems to remind us of you. You know, sometimes we laugh. A lot of times we cry. But the memories don't fade, and we don't want them to. So until we meet again, love you, Daddy. Love, Christina.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here I am listening to your last year's Father's Day podcast episode on the beach, 4 months after the worst day of my life, losing my amazing dad, Paul. We lost him early at 57, very suddenly. He would have been fuming, often described now as everybody's strength. My dad's life was built upon his selflessness. He gave his life helping everyone in every aspect of his life, his family, his friends, his patients, a true one of a kind who always had the right things to say. My favourite memory was coming up to a year ago. I was very lucky to have a graduation with my dad. The pride in his eyes when he saw me grab my certificate was worth the painful, stressful 3 years getting it. If I would have known just 7 months later he would not be here, I would have spent every waking minute with him. I'm hoping listening back to this episode as you record it, I will hear the amazing stories of everyone's dad, and I will hear advice from others on how to persevere on and resume life. That you will, my darling, that you will. My dad, Phil. I miss his laugh and the way his mouth would crinkle at the sides. I miss his random tangents into genealogy and trying to explain how my great-great third cousin, twice removed, was really quite an interesting person. I miss his motorbike and riding on the back in the ridiculously expensive silver bike jacket he bought me so I was safe. I miss him taking me to Harrods every Christmas to buy a bauble and meet Santa, even more impressive because he hated Christmas. I miss him letting me paint his toes badly on the beach on holiday. I miss his mad dress sense and his messy curly hair. I miss remembering the sound of his voice. I miss him a lot. Turned out as a bit of a random list, but there we are. Wasn't it right? It was a beautiful list. Thank you. My dad passed away very unexpectedly whilst on holiday with his friends in Wales. From beekeeping together, going on motorbiking trips, to the more simple family fajita nights and just being present. I'm really going to miss my lovely dad on my first Father's Day without him. Funnily enough, this year it also falls on the same day as my mum and dad's wedding anniversary too, so it's a big day for both me and my mum. His loss made me so grateful for all the experiences he had, the people he had met and the places he'd seen. There are now places, the plans I aspire to have myself. My dad always loved an ice cream too, as do the rest of my dad's side, and over the years this has always been a bit of a family tradition. There is a lot coming up for me this year with my 21st birthday, my graduation, the beginning of teacher training that I wish he could see, but I know how proud he'd be of me regardless. Lots of love to everyone missing someone on Father's Day. Hi, Amber. I'm writing to remember my wonderful dad, Terry. This is my first Father's Day without him, so I don't know what to expect. But since losing him 8 months ago, I've struggled with the awful year of first so far. The only solace I'm trying to take is that our last Father's Day in 2021 was spent together. We had taken a delayed family trip to Cornwall thanks to the pandemic, and Father's Day happened to land while we were there. I made a good old fry up for the family in the cottage my dad had booked, and we spent the rest of the day relaxing at the local beach, enjoying the fresh sea air, where he watched his two granddaughters play with the sand and water, and we enjoyed a carefree day eating chips and ice creams and laughing at the seagulls trying to steal our chips. Pesky buggers, eh? Dad's death was sudden and unexpected, and so none of us had any idea on that day what was going to happen to our family just a mere few months later. My dad loved being around others. He loved people watching, enjoying a decent pint of real ale, steam trains, and had the patience of a saint when it came to his favourite hobby of model railways. He hated rushing around and made sure to always have plenty of time to enjoy life at a calm pace. He was kind and generous, and if he didn't know the answer to something, he would make it his mission to find out. My last Father's Day with him was spent enjoying the simple joys of life. Like so many other families, we had spent months apart due to the pandemic and were finally making the most of our time together. It was as if the universe almost knew and allowed us to have that treasured time despite the awfulness we were about to endure with his health and hospital restrictions separating our family once again. Looking forward, I'm going to try and still celebrate him as my dad and plan to write him a Father's Day card and write all the things I wish I could say to him and put it in my memory box I have of his things. There is a huge hole in my life where he should be, and the past 8 months have been so painful, and my heart also goes out to everybody who is also missing their dad or father figure this Father's Day.
Growing up, I often cringed when I looked into the mirror because of my Afrocentric features, specifically my nose. After a frustrating day of middle school, I looked into the mirror and shared out of anger, "Ugh, I hate my nose." Passing through the hallway as I made this terrible self-deprecating remark, my dad barged into our bathroom and said in a gentle and loving manner, "Little baby," as he affectionately called me, "you have a beautiful nose." His scruffy beard was felt as he planted a forehead kiss and embraced me in a hug. In that moment, my tears and insecurities dried up immediately. Several years later, I still find myself sometimes grappling with my features. However, when I do, I always remember my dad's warm words. Because my nose mirrors his similarly, I feel honored carrying a piece of him with me daily, since he's no longer with me physically. On our 8th Father's Day apart, I would like to say thank you, Daddy, for always nurturing and speaking life into me, regardless of the situation. No issue was ever too big or too small in your eyes. You always made me feel like the queen that I was and that I am today. Because of you, I will always be reminded of how beautiful I truly, truly am.
Hi, Amber. This year, I decided to write a short poem in dedication to my dad. Thank you again for your support and incredible platform. Thank you. To many, this is a day of appreciation. To me, it's a day of devastation. The reality that I can't love you in person, the reality that the pain will only worsen. I miss being about to write you a card. I miss being able to hear you laugh. A day that emphasises the hole in my world, a day that leaves me empty and cold. I have a dad and I'm still his daughter. Now I'm left navigating life without you. I miss you, Dad. I miss your presence. I miss you, Dad. Losing you will never make sense. I remember when he would watch some wedding scene in any movie, he would be too emotional. He would always say, "How will I live after my daughters are married?" And it was him who left us. I don't blame him. In that hospital bed, he fought so much to live. He would always say this, "I wish I could keep my daughters forever with me." I used to wish him by sending a text saying how extremely grateful I am to have him in my life, how blessed and lucky I am to have him as my dad. Or sometimes I would record an audio and send it to him, but I was always too emotional to talk about our love in person. So if he was here today, no matter how shy and emotional I am when it comes to expressing love in person, I would do it this time. I would say it out loud, if only. But since I cannot wish him, I will write it here and in my diary in a belief that still can watch me from up there. My dear Papa, I am because you are. Love that. Yes, are. You live in me. You will always forever. Oh. I miss talking to you, sending you pictures, telling you every tiny thing happening in my life. This void cannot be filled by anything. Broke my heart when I clicked my graduation pictures, which I couldn't send to you. I wish you had stayed longer to see my future achievements and to share with me my happiness to come. No any success will be the same now, and there will be a void, incompleteness, even in complete joy. I was really proud of everything you were, and I hope you are too. It's been nearly 10 years since you passed, and I still miss you every day. One thing I never thought I'd miss is the sound of your keys when you would come to visit. He was an estate agent and had keys upon keys. But I really do. I wish I got to spend some of my adult years with you. And I think often about some of the things we never got to talk about. I hope you are in peace now. And that's our submissions. Thank you to everyone who wrote in and shared your dad or father figure with us this year on the Grief Gang podcast. I'm now going to just head over, get my phone out, and read some of the messages from the Grief Gang community that have shared things that have helped them throughout previous Father's Days, and some comforting words. Jesus Christ, what's wrong with me? So I asked, if you do celebrate Father's Day or mark the day, what is something that you may do? I listened to his music and talked to his photo where his ashes are on his shelf. I love that. Someone says it normally involves wine. I'm going to attest to that. Nothing like a good little glass of Pinot Grigio. I play songs that remind me of him, eat a big Toblerone that he would joke was socks. I take some flowers to their resting place and blast their fave songs in the car. Music is a real healer, isn't it? And I think time after time, whenever I put anything out asking what really helps you, in whatever context that is, music comes up thick and fast. And I can echo that as well. I always, in my times of need, whether that even be like joy and despair, I'm always going to my music app. I can't help it. It's just like a default. I'm like, sad music, happy music, go. Another one says, doing all the things that make me feel happy to be alive. He'd want that. And then some words of comfort from some of the community. It's just one day. It will pass. And now for that one, I can imagine for some, you might think, oh, what do you mean it's just one day? You know, like, and you know, for some that might be a bit hard to hear, but it is one day and it will pass. One of my favorite quotes, I'm not sure who it's by, literally says, even your worst days only have 24 hours. You hear that? Even your worst days only have 24 hours. Okay. Do what you feel right for you, whatever that may be, put you first. Take it slow, avoid added pressure, doing something nice for you. And then last one I say, at first I found it weirdly liberating to not participate and just focus on me for the day. And so I think the overarching theme here is to, whatever the day looks like, as I said in the beginning, whether you are doing something to celebrate, because I can actually, you know, even hold my hands up here as somebody who does want to do something on these days. So for me, this is in context to Mother's Day. I do like to mark the day, but I totally respect and understand people who don't. And that is totally fine. Not one size fits all. And you may see people who are bereaved as well, who are doing stuff around the day and really making a mark of it. But if that's just not for you, that's absolutely fine. And you should not be made to feel guilty for that. and that it's you're any less, and it's not that you don't love them any less or miss them any less. You have to look after you on these days, and you have to protect your heart, your grieving heart, because on days like today, it's a bit fragile, isn't it? Your heart. Your heart's going to be a bit fragile today and the week leading up, and even not just today. It might feel a little bit fragile, and you will feel a bit fragile for the coming days after. So if there's anything that I can say and to leave this episode with on, is that I'm thinking of you, my wonderful, wonderful Grief Gang community. I hope this episode has brought you some comfort today. I know that no matter what words I say or anybody says, it's going to be a tough day for many. But I just hope that when you've listened to this episode, that you walk away, one, knowing that you're not alone. Two, that... what am I doing all these lists for? I just want you to know that you're not alone, and that it's okay to speak their name, whether you do that, you know, publicly with friends or privately to yourself. Take it easy. Take it easy. And lastly, what I will say and leave you on is that you've survived it. You've survived it. Whether you're listening to this at literally like the crack of dawn when it comes out, or at the end of the day or Father's Day, know the knowledge you have survived this day again, whether that's again or the first time. You've done it. And I'm really, really proud of you, if that's any constellation. I'm really proud. I'm really proud of every single one of us here at Grief Gang who are dedicated to living a life and grieving well, if that makes sense. Okay? I'm going to love you and leave you. Thank you so much for listening to this year's Father's Day episode 2022. Well, that's it for this week's episode. I hope you all enjoyed it and it set your week off to a great start. Whether you've laughed a little, cried a little, I mean, I think crying is good for the soul, or you've resonated with something that was said, thank you for listening and spending time out of your day to do so. If you like what you hear, please do rate, review and subscribe. In doing so, you're ensuring that lots more people get to find the Grief Gang podcast and hopefully help them too. If you're not already, check out the Grief Gang on social media platforms such as Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. I'm most active on the Instagram page, where I love, love, love to connect with you all. For now, take care and big, big love.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.